I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
We have been looking at what I call the necessity of prayer. The Bible says that pray without ceasing, pray without stopping. Why is it so? And we have looked at certain reasons, and we said one, because it establishes our relationship, our fellowship with our Father. We also said that it is for the maintenance of our spiritual fire. That you cannot be on fire if you don't have a prayer life. We also said it helps to generate Holy Spirit's presence. That if we will continually host the presence of the Lord around us, then we need to be prayerful people. We also said prayer is necessary for spiritual warfare and binding and losing. Because our battles are not physical battles. Our battles are spiritual battles. We also explained that, number five, prayer is necessary for asking and receiving. That in prayer, we are able to ask God for our needs and we are able to receive our needs. And we also said that it is for procuring mercy and forgiveness. Prayer helps us to ask for mercy and forgiveness from God. We also said that it is for overcoming temptation. That when we pray, God will make us escape certain temptations we must not enter. He said, pray, watch and pray that you will not enter into temptation. So there are temptations you will not enter into if only you are prayerful. That I explained to you that there are other temptations that you may have to enter into. But when it happens that way, prayer now becomes your painkiller. That it preserves you in that difficult moment of your life. That it protects you in that dangerous aspect of your life. And it becomes a painkiller. It has a way, it renews your strength. It has a way, it gives you hope for you to continue fighting until you come out of that difficult season. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Ask the one by you, do you understand the message? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And so we use examples of Jonah, how Jonah messed up and found himself in the belly, and still he prayed. And because he prayed, even in the deepest part of the ocean, God still restored him. He came out of that temptation. And we also looked at Jesus, how he prayed, and Lord, let this cup pass me by. But God said, no, you must go through. Bible says that, and because he was praying and crying, the angels of the Lord came to strengthen him to be able to overcome that temptation, to go through
temptation.
We also looked at something, how he messed up and his hair was taken out from him, the source or the connecting point for the presence of God. He lost it. He lost his hair. He lost the covenant which he had with the Lord. He lost that thing that made him relevant. He lost that thing that made him special. He lost the gifts that God gave him. But the Bible says that when he prayed, even in the deepest part of self, God heard his cry and his hair grew again. And the Lord strengthened him again that he was able to achieve his destiny in that last moment of his life. Clap your two hands. And the Bible says that the people Samson killed on the day of his death, they are far more than all the people he killed when he was alive. That means that if it was left with 20 years for him to live, God put the 20 years together on that day and killed all the Philistines. And finished them in one day. Tell him that is what prayer can do for you. Tell somebody about it. That prayer can give you a comeback. Prayer can give you a restoration. And prayer can make you have back what you have lost. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Oh, clap your two hands. I want to feel the clap offering from the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
And today I'm going to continue with number 8. The necessity of prayer. It is for the empowerment, or it's for empowerment for destiny assignment. In prayer, we receive power to manifest our destiny. Hosea chapter 12, the verse number 3. And verse 4. Prayer produces power for destiny manifestation. Now, every one of us here, we have destinies. There is an assignment on our lives. There is something God wants you to achieve. You came to meet a certain need. You came to achieve a certain purpose. There is a reason why you were born. There is a reason why you were positioned in that family. There is a reason why God gave you to the nation Ghana. There is a reason why God gave you the color black. There is a destiny over your life. God never created useless things. The Bible says that, and when he saw what he has done, he said, it is good. So when God looked at Adam and Eve, God said, it is good. When God looked at you, he says, it is good. You are good for something. You are not good for nothing. Announce to somebody by you, you are good for something. You are not good for nothing. You are meant for a purpose. You are meant for an assignment. You are meant to execute a certain task. Until you find that assignment, you may look useless. You may look good for nothing. Because you are good for nothing as long as you are being compared to somebody else. But if you find your place, you will be good for that thing. You will be good for those people. You will be good for that person. You will be good for that assignment. Lift up your hand and say, I am not good for nothing. I can't feel it. Say, I'm not good for nothing. Say, there is an assignment over my life. Say, there is a purpose over my life. Say, God positioned me where I am because of an assignment, because of a purpose, because of a reason. So I am not here to waste time. I am not here to waste resources. I am here for an assignment. Say, like Joseph,
I will manifest my assignment. So like Daniel, I will fulfill my assignment. So say, I receive the power to manifest whatever destiny is hanging around my life. Open your mouth and blast in the Holy Ghost for the next 3 seconds. Blast in the Holy Ghost for the next 3 seconds. Barakataka barakataka barakata. Shakataka barakataka 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 barakataka. Make it take barakataka. Rakates compalias get a rakata
baraka. In Jesus' precious name, I prophesy over 100 people here that your destiny will never end useless. Let your amen be the loudest.
Amen.
Your destiny will never end short of what God planned it to be. I declare that you will shine. I declare that you will shine. I declare that you excel. I declare you will be relevant. Relevant for your family. Relevant for the place of your work. Relevant for the nation Ghana. Relevant for the continent Africa. Shout, I receive.
Clap your two hands to have you opened that scripture? The Bible says that he took his brother by the heel in the womb, and in his strength he struggled with God. In his strength he had power. Go to King James. He had power with God. Go to King James quickly. He took his brother by the heel in the womb, and by his strength he had power with God. How did he get power with God? He's speaking about Jacob. He has been blessed by his father. He has been blessed by his father to become the head, even though he was the youngest. That was his destiny. His destiny was not to become the youngest. Before he was born, it was predetermined and it was prophesied that the two nations in your womb, the younger is actually the older. The younger is actually supposed to rule, and the older one is actually supposed to be the servant. That was the original destiny of Jacob. And when they were young, because biologically they were displaced, he was wise enough. Maybe his mother told him that there is a destiny on your life, that you are a ruler, that you are a king, that you are a leader, that your elder brother must serve you. Even though biologically you have been displaced, and so he entered into an agreement with his brother. You will call it fraud, but that was his destiny. He was supposed to be the head. So he said, my brother, you have what is mine. Today I give you the food and I take back what is mine. In these 40 days you will take back what is yours. You are not here. I said you will take back what is yours. I said you will take back what is yours. Your original destiny, you will take back what is yours. The original plan of God for your life, you will take back what is yours. You must not shine less. You must shine higher, like God planned for you. Is somebody hearing me at all? And so Jacob transacted that business with his brother Esau. And when the time of blessing came, the old man didn't know that something like that had already happened. almost gave the blessing to the wrong person. Esau was not the one to have that blessing. It was for Jacob. Jacob didn't steal it. He took what belonged to him by God's arrangement. And the father wrongfully was about to give to Esau. And the Bible says that Jacob immediately did something about it. And he got the blessing. Like the way some of you are going to get that blessing. But after he left, he was still struggling. He was still struggling. Things were not working the way it should be, according to his destiny. So the Bible says, he struggled with God. He contended with God. Until he got power. Until he got power to become what he must become. The angel said, what is your name? He said, I am Jacob. He said, your name is not good. Your name means a trickster. Your name means a supplanter. Your name is the reason why you are not shining. Even though you carry destiny, your father gave you a saboteur name, a name that is sabotaging your destiny. There are some of you, there are things in your life that is sabotaging your destiny. There are things in your life that is stopping who you must originally be. There are things in your life that is stopping the thing that must originally come to you. But I pray that in these 40 days, you will have power. I say you have power. I say you have power. I say you have power. Shout, I receive power. Shout, I receive power. To take what is mine. To take what is rightfully mine. I receive power. To take back what the devil took from me. I receive power. To take back what the enemy tampered with. Shout, I am the one. Clap your two hands.
Oh glorious, oh glorious,
shakabarakata kabarakata. So I take back whatever belongs to me in these 40 days. Open your mouth and fire prayer. Open your mouth and fire. We are here to pray. I receive power to possess my possessions. I receive power to take back what originally is mine. I receive power to take back what the devil has touched, what the devil has touched.
We no we receive power, Lord.
Power.
Take back.
Some young people here, open your mouth and pray. Receive power to become what God wants you to be. Receive power to achieve what God wants you to achieve. Some people don't understand. Some people don't understand.
Power to take back what the devil has taken from us.
You are taking back. Jesus. Some of you by this time, in your original destiny, you were supposed to be in your husband's house. You are still warming your mother's house. And you don't care about it. Some of you by this time, you are supposed to be singing somewhere in Europe. You are supposed to be kicking football somewhere in Spain. You are
supposed to be doing something somewhere. But I just tell some of you, you are supposed to be managing companies. You are supposed to be in the university. You are supposed to be a graduate. Some of you are supposed to be living your dreams. But the devil has tempered with your destiny. The devil has discolored your future. The devil has given you lesser than what God wanted you to have.
I'm telling you.
So if I say you should pray, you are not watching your brother. You are not sitting down like I'm not talking to you. You are opening your mouth and you are praying. By your original destiny.
Jacob, I love the man Jacob. He's a spiritual person. I believe that's why God chose him. He saw that even though I have been blessed, even though before I was born, I carry a destiny. What is happening in my life is not according to that. Some of you are still living in denial.
Jesus.
You are excusing yourself. And you are telling yourself that God's time is the best. Meanwhile, you know you are so far from what God intended. At least you should be on the track. If next 5 years something's going to happen, at least in Soweto and Famedikai, you should see some signs. And you don't care about it. And you are taking it casual. And the devil is having a few days hiding behind God's time.
And I wanted to hear
what I'm saying. Because some of you, what is happening in your life now is opposite what God really intended for you. Some of you are in the wrong companies. Some of you are with the wrong men and women. Some of you are in the wrong house. Some of you, what has happened to you was never part of God's plan. Now, maybe you have two children, you have one child, you are pregnant. It was never part of God's plan. God intended something better. Already you have started failing, but you can't see. Already you are almost becoming like your father, but you can't see. You are almost becoming like your mother, but you cannot see. The devil has tricked you to think that God's time is the best. And so you are comforting yourself. You have started failing that exam, and you can see you are going to end up just like your family people. And you are comforting yourself. You're already 29. Nobody has proposed. You are comforting yourself. Only foolish people come your way. And so even though men are coming, you have not gotten the one that you say, this one is from God. That is what Jacob saw. And Jacob said, if you don't change what is happening, I will not let you go. Some of you are going to tell the Lord at this 40 days, if you don't change what is happening in my life, I will not let you go. Am I speaking to some people?
Yes.
I'll not let you go.
Yes,
I don't like the speed I'm going
at all.
I don't like the speed I'm going.
I don't like it.
The speed I'm going in the next 1,000 years, I'll still not become a mega test. I don't like it. I don't like the speed.
We don't like the speed.
You must tell God, I don't like how things are going. I don't like it. Your mates are driving Range Rover. Your mate are in Land Cruiser. Your mate are in 6-bedroom, 7-bedroom, duplexes. You are still here saying what? And when we say you should pray, you are sitting down. You even have the audacity, you have crossed your leg. Poor man like you. He prayed to God.
Yes.
And the Bible says that he had power.
Power.
That night he wrestled with the angel. Puka puka like that. Hey. I will not let you go.
Yes.
And then Hosea told us. How did he get that power for his destiny? How did the angel say, from today your name is no more Jacob, your name is now Israel. You are now going to occupy your original destiny. You are going to be a prince of God. How did he have that power with God?
Yes.
For his destiny to manifest. It happened on the altar of prayer.
Oh,
it happened through prayer.
Yes.
Look at verse 4. Look at what Jacob, everybody get up and read. Look at what Jacob did. Everybody read with me. Shout it 1, 2 loud. And prevail. How? Those at the back, are you in the church? I said, how? Shout it, how?
He wept
and supplication unto him, prayer. He cried and prayed. Once he wept and prayed.
Yes.
He found him in Bethel.
Yes.
And there he spoke to us. There he spoke to us. What did Jacob speak to us in this demonstration? Jacob was giving us a message.
No, my assembly.
That destiny fulfillment cannot be possible without prayer.
Oh, yes.
That's the message. That's the testimony Jacob gave us. That a man who carried a blessing from his mother's womb, yet he was living like a sinner. He was being called a thief, a trickster. Opposite of the glory of God. He changed it on the altar of prayer. That is what he spoke to us about. Somebody here, you can change that situation on the altar of prayer. Young guy, you can change that situation on the altar of prayer. Young girl, you can change that situation on the altar of prayer. You too, you must be great. You too, you must go to school. You too, you must be a graduate. You too, you must travel out of this country. You too, you must achieve your destiny. You too, you must be a boss one day. The Lord must change your story. The Lord must change your testimony. How would that be? He wept and made supplication. These 40 days, we are going to weep.
Yes.
We are going to make supplication.
Yes.
Oh God, I don't like how things are going. I am not happy about what is happening. Lord, change my situation. Change my story. Then you are crying. Then you are weeping. Then you are crying. Then you are weeping. That is how God reverses negative destinies. That is how God intervenes in negative destinies. And I prophesy over 100 people here. Every negative happenings in your destiny, it is changing. It is changing. It is changing. I prophesy, whatever is opposite to your destiny, I command it to change. I command it to change. I command it to change. Whatever is not allowed in your family, I command it allowed by the authority of God. I command it allowed. I declare, you two you will marry. You two you will travel. Your destiny will shine. Your future will be glorious. Your color will show. We see. We see. We see. We see. We see.
somebody fire prayer. The serious ones are praying. The Jacobs are praying. The Jacobs are praying. The Jacobs are weeping. The Jacobs are supplicating. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Receive power to become what you must become. Receive power to manifest your destiny. Receive power to achieve your calling.
You are receiving that power. 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 You are receiving that glory. You are receiving that power. Shout, I receive it. The power I need to become what I will be. Listen to me. In all realms,
yes.
Power is responsible for the making.
Yes.
If you go to a juju man,
so go juju man,
he will never put money in your hands.
Yes.
He will give you power, a certain power that can make you like that. If you say, help me to become a popular musician, you will not put microphone in your hand. He will not go and hold people and bring them to you. But spiritually, he will give you a certain power. When you come to God and you say, bless me, he doesn't put money in your hands. He gives you a certain power. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. For it is he that gives you power
to me.
to get wealth. That means for your business to work, you need a certain power. To be for marriage to come, you need a certain power. To be for children to come, you need a certain power. To be for you to be influential, you need a certain power. To be the power you have is responsible for the level you are. The level of power you are operating in now is the reason why you are where you are. It is the reason why your ministry is where it is. It is the reason why your life is experiencing what is experiencing. Say the power. Say the power. Everything is because of the power. The day the power changes, the day the grace changes, you will see that people are proposing rough rough. You will see that the babies are coming rough rough. You will see that there will be contracts everywhere. You will see that your gift will have manifestation. You will see employment everywhere. Say, Lord, change my power. Say, Lord, change my power. Say, Lord, change my power. Say, Lord, change my power.
To me.
Are you getting me?
Yes.
And that is why when Jesus was born, for 30 years, there was no news about him. There was no power. How can a Messiah, a wonder working man, a man who doesn't swim in water but walks on water, a man who takes money out of the mouth of fishes, a man who can handle 5 loaves of bread and in an instant it becomes thousands, a man who died and the earth opened, and dead people were rising up. A man who could stand behind a grave and shout, Lazarus, come out. And the grave man came out. It's a miracle man. Yet, he was living as a carpenter. Forgive me if you're a carpenter. I'm not looking down on your work. But you yourself will not choose carpentry over becoming a superhero. You will prefer to be the things I've mentioned than to be a carpenter.
Yes.
So forgive me if I mention carpentry. But what I'm trying to say is that Jesus was just a carpenter for 30 years of his life until that day in Luke chapter 4, the verse number 1. The Bible says, and the Spirit led him to the place of prayer and fasting in the wilderness. And in verse 14, the Bible said that when he was coming from the fasting and prayer, he returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. After these 40 days, you are returning to your family with power. You are returning to your company with power. You are returning to the relationship with power. Receive the power to become what I must be. Clap your two hands for that.
Power of God.
And that was how come Jesus was now known. Bible says that, and the returning power of the Spirit and news about him went everywhere. For 30 years, nobody knew him. But the day he contacted different power, he became a public figure. Some of you, God is going to announce you. Different football clubs will start looking for you. Different managers will start searching for your music. I declare that that fashion in your house, people will help you. I declare that your company will open up. I declare that big industries will be searching for you. I declare big companies will be looking for you. Receive. Shall receive the power.
To me.
Clap your two hands.
The power of God.
I don't know whether somebody understands what I'm saying. How did Jesus get that power? Somebody went to just Tigari. He came back. And there's a long queue in front of his shop. And people are buying. He's insulting the people. But they keep coming. Have you seen them before? I didn't know Tony yet. Is who yet here, Janma, Cardias, as you yell, Cabetos, a cacas and temper. Obisus, baby, or Crow Crow, or Chelzumi, or Chow, then, or Chow be baby. And so now, Sobeco, baby, I yell on a horn, or Sobeco, baby, I yell on a horn. Say power,
power,
say power,
power,
say power,
power.
And you are complaining. The person has gone for a certain power. He will exchange it with his soul. You are refusing to come for the power of God. And some of you, when you get small power and the business starts working, you know, then you start relaxing. It doesn't work that way. You need to sustain the power.
Yes.
You need to grow in the power.
Yes.
The more I grow in the power, the more my ministry will rise. The more you grow in the power, the more your destiny will be colorful. Receive that power. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
So do you see that what you need to pray the most is power?
Yes.
Because the day Jesus got it, he was shifted from a carpenter to a superhero.
Yes.
Everybody was looking for him.
Ah.
The people you have been looking for, I declare from today, they start looking for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't miss this one. I said, don't miss it. Yeah. The customers you are chasing after, yeah. I declare that after you leave this mountain, yeah. May those customers start chasing you.
Yeah.
May those companies start looking for you.
Yeah.
May the favor of the Lord speak for you.
Yeah.
Somebody shout, I am the one.
I am the one.
Shout, I am the one.
I am the one.
You will receive attention from the left.
Yes, Lord.
The right.
Oh, yes.
Before you and behind you.
Hey.
You will not have to knock. They will be searching for you.
Radadabama.
That is a prophecy for somebody.
Yes, yes.
Receive divine attention.
I receive it.
They will search.
What about you? Shield?
For you,
oh, yes.
For what you carry,
oh, yes.
Because of the level of power shift.
Yes.
Put your hand on your head. Say, I shift power.
I shift power.
Say, I shift power.
I shift power.
So that my salary will shift.
So that my salary shifts.
So that my income will shift.
So that my income.
So that my finances can shift.
So that my finances.
So that my life will shift.
Life will shift.
So that my testimonies will shift. Say, I shift power.
I shift power.
So that I can move forward.
I move forward.
And become what God wants me to be.
Up
your two hands, take back your seat.
Hey.
That's what happened to Jesus. And so Jesus, when he was leaving, also told the disciples in Luke 24, verse 14, he told the disciples, you are going to be my witnesses. That's verse 48. You are going to be my witnesses. Then they were so excited. They started jumping. Yeah. We are going to do what Jesus was doing. They were imagining the power. They were imagining the testimonies. They were imagining the great things they saw Jesus doing. Now that Jesus said that, now you are going to be my witnesses. And they were excited. And when Jesus saw the excitement, Jesus said, wait. Verse 49. Wait. Wait, behold, I send the promise of my Father unto you, but wait in the city of Jerusalem. Wait. Give me King James. Wait, tarry. Wait in the city of Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
Until you are equipped with that thing called power that can make you that destiny. Otherwise, I'm sorry, you will dream about it.
Yes, I'll be someone die.
Over and over and over. But you may die without achieving it. Because it is your destiny. Nobody doubts that. That's why you keep seeing it. That's why you keep dreaming about it. It is your destiny. It is your destiny. And what will make you become what you are seeing is if you have that
power to take it from the devil. And that's the day Jacob discovered it. That was the day the angel changed his name. He had power with God. Jesus discovered it. He had power, and his carpentry, whatever, halted, and a superhero was born. Original destiny as a Messiah. And he told the disciples the same. That wait in this. Don't rush. Don't try to go and lay hands. Otherwise, the person will die more than he was dead when you wait. If the person was dead, when you lay, to be dead. It's double dead. Are you guys what I'm saying? Some of you people are sick. You go and pray for them, they become more sick. You ask that, auntie, how are you feeling? As I did not know I show. You are finished. You want to pray, the thing is rather worse. The reason is because you are rushing, you don't have the power to do it. So Jesus said, wait till you have the power. Tell somebody by you, get the power. Tell somebody, get the power. Power is not just to be a pastor. The Bible says that God gave people power, they became rich like Abraham. What work did Solomon do? Tell me one company of Solomon. Tell me one business of Solomon. So today, when the modern economist calculated his worth, trillions of dollars, not even Elon Musk and the current people get close. None of them get close. Solomon. They have several companies. Several whatever. But you can't mention one company that belongs to Solomon. Because Solomon just slept.
Solomon died.
And had a dream. And in the dream, he had a dream like somebody was talking to him, a voice like God was talking to him that, because you didn't pray for your enemies to die, you didn't pray that I should make you rich and all that, I've seen that you have a good heart. You want to rule my people well. Now I am going to make you so rich that no human being can be rich like you. I'll put a seal on it forever. That means no human being will be so righteous that I'll break this. This seal. Forever and ever, you are going to be the richest. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And God told Solomon that. Then he woke up from the dream. And from that day, money started coming. People started bringing him money. Kings, queens will carry their cavalry full of gold, silver, jewels, wood. Anything. Bible says that there were ships. Cargo ships. The huge ones that were bringing cars. And in those days, they were bringing all kinds of gold, silver, animal, like everything. Say
Solomon.
So the secret to prosperity, aside other things, the main thing that can make it work is the power dimension. That's how destiny works. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So hard work is important. Everything other thing is important. But that's not the main thing. It is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. Destiny is answerable to power. Wait.
There's
40 days. We are going to wait. We are going to wait on God. We are going to pray. We are going to fast. We are going to cry. We are going to travail. That's the meaning of the name. Travail means that it's not like gentleman prayer. I come and stand and say, oh Lord, oh Lord. God is not interested in your grammar. Ask somebody by you, God is not here to mark your grammar. God is looking at your desperate prayer. God is looking at your wildness. That this year, that chain must be broken. That yoke of singleness must break. That yoke of unemployment must break. That yoke of hardship must break. I receive power to cross that line.
Listen, there are many people who are operating in certain dimensions. They contacted power, just that they don't tell you. When you ask them, they'll tell you that I went to abroad, I went to wash plate. I used to wash plate. I used to do this. Who washes plate? Who washes plate for just 20 years or whatever and become stinkingly rich like that? Oh, Mali. You are lying. You are lying. You are not telling us the real thing. So watch all of them, all the rich men, when they are talking to you, they'll tell you that I went outside, I was working in factory to factory, and I'm not in that. They will never tell you the real thing. See that later in life, by the time you see them, no, they are in a certain Illuminati dress. Hey! So this man was an Illuminati. And you never you get close to some of them, you realize that there are places you can't enter in their rooms. Get close to some of them, realize there are certain hours in the midnight. They are operating. You will never do. They will meet you and they will tell you that, see, if you want to be successful, so do investment.
Investment through this guy, Quran, that can come.
Say power.
I said to me.
Say power.
I said to me.
If you like, go and watch the place some and see. You even die early. Out of the stress, you die early. Who washes plate and by 40 years you are all over the spray money rough. Nobody washes plate and by 40 years. Then what year did you start? Washing the plate. Let me count each day. Each plate. And multiply by dollars.
Multiply dollars.
Not even the money you exploded in one day will match up to what you're talking about. I guess what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm talking to you. I've not talked about anybody. Or you don't believe that you're a rich man.
When James tells you on the phone.
But there is a power dimension.
And so two maybe we hold on.
There is a power dimension. Solomon demonstrated it.
Solomon did it.
David demonstrated it. Abraham demonstrated it.
Abraham so done it.
Abraham's servant went to look for a wife.
Abraham's
and Abraham's servant described his master.
And of your children,
he said, the Lord has blessed my master Abraham. When your workers are bragging about you, then you have arrived. Because the people who insult you are your workers. I used to work in a company before I came into ministry as a national service person. And when our CEO comes to park his Land Cruiser, and his children also started working, and when they come and park their new cars, then the workers, they will start throwing jabs, start insulting them. Some of them are, oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But they were insulting before the man. So the people who not celebrate are people working with you. I get what I'm saying. But by the time your workers are bragging about you, then you are really there. Abraham's servant said, my master is dusted. He's rich in gold, silver. He mentioned all kinds of expensive animals in those days. And he told, hey, you better give me your daughter. Where I'm taking your daughter to?
It's
prosperity. Oh, yeah, they released their daughter.
In terms of, no one said,
which work did Abraham do? God called Abraham, Genesis chapter 12, said, I will bless you. In blessing, I will bless you. Say power.
To me.
May that power that will make you become what God has planned you to be, may that power rest on you today.
Amen.
I believe that is what God wants you to understand today. That power should just rest on somebody. I want to become. Okay, what do I want to become? What do I imagine? Write what you want to become and think about the power that can get you there. Because God can give you. God can give you. You are receiving it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You are receiving it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And you are contacting it in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
I will not go and sell my soul to any demon. I believe God can make me great. But you don't need to go and sell your soul to any demon to give you that power. The original source is in heaven, God.
All good and perfect gift comes from him. The devil gives you is not perfect. It will kill your child one day. It will put sickness on you. What God perfect. So rather look for that power that God can give. And in these 40 days, we are going to cry for that power. We are going to pray for that power. We are going to cry for that power. Is somebody listening to what I'm saying? We are going to cry for that power. We are going to pray for that power. Something said, I've lost it, but give me last power. Because I used to beat these people because of the power. But just give me last one. I believe that if Samson has said, give me last power to kill these people and still live, God would have made it. After all the things that Solomon did, God still gave him long life to still live. So God would have still kept Samson alive. But Samson said, give me power to die with them. So God answered his prayer. That's why his life ended that day. Like his life ended. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So what you need is called. I can't hear you. What you need is called.
Power.
And this 40 days is called the travail night of prayer and power.
Power, prayer and power.
I'm going to pray and trust God. That he will endow each one of us with power. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Are you blessed?
Yes.
Rise up to your feet.
Yes, sir.
And lift up your two hands.
There is power in your name.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.